You've heard of flash mobs, groups of people who appear in one location to do something together like dancing or singing before they disperse. Now, Catholics around the country are using the concept to organize mass mobs, gathering on a Sunday at a church of their choice to rejuvenate it and themselves. WNYC's Marilla Ivorak was there last Sunday as the mass mob arrived in New York City for the first time.
On any given Sunday, 400 to 500 people come to an English language mass at St. Matthew Catholic Church in Crown Heights. But last week, Father Frank Black welcomed some 200 outsiders who trickled in from other parts of the city and out of state.
Welcome to our unique bunch of visitors over here who came for mass mob today.
The mass mob movement began last year in Buffalo. It spread across the country, from Philadelphia to New Orleans. Michael Cadigan heard about it on the radio while driving one night. He decided to bring it to New York City as a way to rejuvenate the Sunday morning worship.
This is a new, fresh, creative movement, and that's what the Catholic Church needs.
25-year-old Cadigan created a mass mob NYC website. He spread the word through social media and by hand-delivering dozens of letters to parishes across the city. More than 1,000 people voted on the website and selected St. Matthew as the first church to host a mass mob.
People are going to come to these masses and then see the passion from other people, be inspired by that. They're going to tell their friends.
Cadigan thinks that will help accomplish his main goal, inspire Catholics who have stopped going to mass to return to the church's fold. He also wants to give mass mobsters a chance to see how people from different backgrounds worship. St. Matthew's parishioners predominantly come from the Caribbean, which is reflected in the music.
The singing was great. The music, all to the glory of God.
Jim McCartland, a retired banker, came from Rowayton, Connecticut, to be a part of the mass mob.
It got us out of the bubble. You know, being up in Connecticut, the singing, the music, the homily, the liturgy were just awesome.
St. Matthew's regular Daffodil Samuel echoed McPartland.
Well, it's awesome because it's a form of evangelization. So whatever it takes to build the body of Christ, we welcome that.
Michael Zephyrin, music director at St. Matthew's, studied at Juilliard and the Manhattan School of Music. He led his choir members who wore traditional African fabric stoles.
We try to take selections that take a little bit of the traditional American Catholic repertory, and we also include some of the West Indian stuff. We chose a number of West Indian composers.
David Corsiari and his wife Eileen, both retired New York Police Department officers, sat in the first row.
It was spectacular. From the moment I walked through those doors, the church was filled. It was just an awesome sight. The hospitality was amazing.
I think I'd add, too, people want cool. This was cool. This was really cool today.
This was great.
And if a lot of people can catch, want to be cool, come on down and join Mass Mob.
I will pursue, please.
And organizers say that's exactly what local Catholics will be able to do every few months. For WNYC, I'm Marilla Ivorak.